Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So we talk a lot about blue chip companies and whatnot. We tend to neglect the other companies that are heavily affected by COVID-19. Take, for example, the music industry. It's been making quite a bit of headlines over the past few days. You have these performers and artists, big ones, by the way, coming out to say how badly they've been affected by COVID-19.
Yeah, one of them is Spice Girl Mel C, who has said that the live music industry has been hit so hard by the coronavirus pandemic and it needs support. While Calvin Harris has also let his feelings known in an Instagram post criticising the UK government's treatment of the music industry amid the pandemic.
Yeah, very fair comments. I mean, how about the music industry here? I mean, especially for a new record label.
Yeah, Red Records, launched last December by Air Asia Group and Universal Music. How are they positioning themselves?
Yeah, so they are an innovative new label partnership. Red Records will focus on signing, developing and breaking new Asian artists, as well as elevating A-pop globally to new audiences throughout the regions and around the world. A-pop, like Asian pop?
Yeah. But later, COVID-19 took over the world. So did Red Records have to change their mission and their vision as a result of the pandemic?
Well, let's find out more from Hassan Chowdhury, who is the CEO of Red Records. Hassan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. How are you?
Very good, sir. I understand you're also the head of music at Air Asia Group. Red Records, of course, launched by Air Asia Group and Universal Music Group. This happened last year, right before COVID-19. The timeline's quite short, right? Like December and then February, March, we see the spike. What kind of reaction did you have to go through?
Well, I think, you know, obviously no one saw this pandemic coming. And, you know, obviously it was a huge shock to everyone in the world. Everyone's been grossly affected by it, and particularly an airline. So I think if you talk about the music industry being affected, you've got to look at the airline industry. But, you know, AirAsia, incredible company, and always known to be positive in their thinking and their outlook, and working with Universal too. You have to work through these challenges. And obviously two incredibly innovative companies, the best at what they do in their particular industries. So collectively, you know, we've had to work around the restraints and all the problems that COVID has thrown at us, and, you know, worked cleverly our digital strategy. So, we didn't see it coming, of course. If you ask, you know, if you're asking if it's made things difficult, of course it has. Mm. You know, we've affected, you know, even the amount of passages that we can market to, because obviously less planes taking off, because that's the whole idea of the joint venture. You know, when you combine, you know, the market reach and the data and the leverage that both of these huge companies have in the region, you think you have a chance of elevating a pop here. But obviously the challenge is there. It's made greater, but we rise to the challenge and we do our best to do what we seek to do at the start, and that's to find the best of Asian talent and take it to the world.
Speaking of which, Hassan, can you define a pop for us in your eyes, and also tell us what's this market worth?
Well, I think if you look at, I mean, A-pop, by the way, is an affectionate term that just came out of a conversation between Sir Lucian Grange, who is the chairman of Universal Music, and Tony Fernandez. Mm-hmm. And it was just purely because everyone, I've been in the industry for 30 years, you know, before working for AirAsia, now back to it full circle via an airline. And, you know, Asian pop, you know, ASEAN pop has always been something, and this region has always been something of a mystery, because, you know, you've seen so many genres from all over the world take off and penetrate each other's markets, but Asian pop hasn't been able to travel. And when you suddenly look at J-pop, which started a few years ago, and then you see the success of K-pop, you know, we're realizing that why can't we do this with A-pop, particularly in ASEAN, where we know there is talent. First of all, grow it here and take it to the world, and the market is there for the taking. I think you've got 700 million people living in Southeast Asia. You add on India and China on that, then you're into billions. So, you know, if you look at the money and the revenues generated from K-pop alone, billions of dollars, you know, there is no reason with the right strategy that we can't do it from here and take it around the world. So that's the ambition. And as I said, you know, everyone has looked at this region, but we're taking it very, very seriously.
So Tony Fernandez is married to a South Korean actress, so he probably knows a thing or two about K-pop and, oh, yeah. and how to make it work, right?
Yeah, and you know, noticeable, Hassan, this week, BTS, I couldn't help noticing it. Of course, we had that big IPO of the parent company, but BTS have been on the Jimmy Fallon show the entire week this week, which is absolute, from a marketing point of view, you've got to say that they've really got it sewn up.
Well, I would say, I mean, incredible what K-pop has done, and incredible how it's lit up Asia to the rest of the world. But, you know, as I said, K-pop and BTS, it's still in certain markets hasn't worked, but in the big markets really worked. I think what their next ambition is to really drive it totally globally. We want to be global. We look to what they've done, and we admire them, and you're right, and Tony is, you know, we got Korea right near us, and we see what they do. But that only inspires us. You know, and as I said, with the expertise in the digital world that we have between Universal and AirAsia, you know, we have two giants working together to try and really sort of replicate and even maybe go even further with what we can find here in this ASEAN part of the world.
Okay, there's no doubt, you know, definitely the expertise are there to really market and revolutionize this Asian pop culture and Asian pop scene here. But identifying the talent, I mean, do you have any insight on what this process is going to be like? Or how are you sure that you've got a gem there?
Yeah, well, I'm as confident as anyone in the music industry. I mean, you know, as I said, I've worked for three of the major record companies. A lot of it's down to luck when you find the artist. You know, who would have spotted Ed Sheeran? I worked with Amy Winehouse. Some of the greatest talents in the world, you know, I've had the pleasure to work with. Sometimes it's a lot of good fortune being in the right place at the right time. You know, whether it's Sam Smith, I worked with all of them. And, you know, it's some of them just were part of your journey in the music industry that you came across. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we were lucky, by the way, with Janine Weigel, because Universal Music had already had a earmark for their label. And then when Kenny Elvin, the managing director of Universal here, said, hey, Hass, with Red Records, this could be the perfect artist that would work with the joint venture between Universal and AirAsia, because she has a social media following. She's already known in Thailand. You know, between both of us, and particularly what AirAsia can do, the way they are very consumer-facing, we could definitely elevate it to the next level. And the girl was incredibly talented. Talk about fate, I was at a showcase, and I was there with my wife, and I said, wow, this girl's incredible. And we managed to then, you know, sign her as our first sign Red Records. When myself and Tony went to Los Angeles, we met Tommy Brown, Ariana Grande's producer, and Justin Bieber, and he's produced the record. So, you know, he saw the talent as well, and he said, I'd love to work with you guys on Janine Weigel. And that's how Passcode came about. And Jessie Reyes co-wrote the song when she wrote for Dua Lipa. Mm-hmm. And Calvin Harris, who we just mentioned, and Sam Smith. So everyone, going back to what we were saying about this region, biggest producers on the planet know the potential of this region, and particularly Tommy and Universal Music. Yeah. There are several key producers that will want, once the travel restrictions are down, or opened up, I should say, they want to come to this region and work with artists locally, and that's a given. And I'm hoping that what Tommy has done and given us, you know, the depth of his knowledge and skills in being one of the best producers on the planet, seeing Asian talent in the terms of Janine Weigel, that will just give confidence to so many, many other artists to come and step forward and say, we can be as good as anyone else. We just need some coaching along the way. We need some help. We need some nurturing.
Yep.
And that's what we hope to do. You know, with Janine, you know, Red Records, the message we're sending out, you know, to all the artists here, please, you know, send your music in. We don't want to be just a one artist record company. We want to give an opportunity to so many others.
Hassan, I want to jump in there because, of course, for those who don't know, she is a Thai-German singer. And what's interesting is she moved to Malaysia just a few weeks before the movement control order was implemented. Yeah. Now, look, you're dealing with ASEAN here, and so we have a number of nations that are trying to battle COVID-19 and borders are closed. Mm. How do you rise to that challenge, trying to get recordings, trying to put together albums, trying to speak to potential artists?
Well, it's a very good question. You know, in an ideal scenario, we would love to have Janine out and about promoting, but then you have to be creative digitally. Now, the whole process with recording, we managed to Janine, to be fair to her, when the MCO came up, she had an opportunity to go home. She decided to stay, you know, to fulfill her dream. She had this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be recording with the best producers in the world. I mean, backed by the biggest record company and one of the biggest airlines on the planet. So she stayed, and she recorded the vocals here. And it's amazing what digital world can do. So the files were transferred between Malaysia and from Los Angeles to actually make the record. The video was all shot in Malaysia. I'll tell you one great thing about this, and, you know, in adversity, this opportunity for Malaysian talent came out on the other side of the microphone, because the video, if anyone looks at the video for Passcode, every single person that's in that video and the video director outside Ginny Weigel is Malaysian. It was shot in Putrajaya. You know, if the borders had been open, we may have been tempted to go to Thailand. We may have been tempted to go to LA. But no, we stayed here. And the great thing about it, everyone, and I mean everyone involved on that video, is Malaysian. And it just proves a video like that, which has almost got 1 million views today in just over a week, is 100% Malaysian, apart from the artist. And obviously, a great message to show that there is talent here. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the whole recording process, everything was eventually done via digital files. And that's what promotion is going to be done now. A lot of virtual promotion. We've managed to do promotion for the whole of ASEAN, plus Germany, plus the UK, all via, you know, virtual promotion. So we have no choice. We have to be creative. And of course, social media shows how strong promotion can be. And obviously, she has a huge following, nearly 2 million on Instagram. TikTok is another one where she's had 2 million views of her dance challenge. So you have to be creative. You have no other choice. And as AirAsia moves more into a lifestyle brand and the digital transformation of an airline, it totally fits the way the airline's transforming and the way that people now work in the new world. So, yeah, we've had to rise to the challenge, but something very, very positive has come out of it in a new way that we work and seeking new talent, new creative talents in this region.
I suppose then it will be appropriate to ask you for your outlook on the music industry, at least for the next couple of years. So you're very positive, obviously.
I always have to feel positive. You know, positivity, you know, is what I've always been in the music industry. I've generally in life, I think you have to be a positive person. I think Tony's like that, Salusi, and everyone, you know, certainly in our world, because quite clearly there's challenges for everyone in this world from every industry. And you talked about the live industry, which is suffering so much. So, you know, you have to be positive. We hope that there will be a solution with a vaccine to obviously ease the pain for everyone in the world at the moment. You know, but music evokes passion. You know, we need to stay positive. We try and put smiles on everyone's faces every day with music. You know, we all know that music and sports, two of the most engaging topics in any audience. And we're fortunate, as I said, you know, to be able to talk to so many people via music, via our channels, to try and keep people happy, you know, in very adverse times for everyone. And, you know, as I said, we will continue to do this. And the pandemic will not stop us trying to find new talent, trying to break Ginny Weigel into being a global star, as we will then move on to our next artist with the same ambition, the same passion, the same enthusiasm, the same investment. We will carry on doing it until we physically, financially can't. But, you know, we see Red Records and what we're doing as very much a long-term project, not just for the label, but for the ecosystem that we're trying to create here. You know, we want to grow live, the live side of entertainment down here. We have an idea of creating a studio, which will become a workshop for creative talents. Tony and AirAsia and Universal have got so many ideas and ambitions that I can't reveal at the moment, but this Red Records and Ginny is just the start of it. It's just the start.
Very, very quick one to wrap up, sure, because we are running out of time. And this is a personal opinion. The whole Big Hit Entertainment IPO, you know, making all seven members of BTS basically millionaires. Do you see more of such deals happening in Asia moving forward, considering you're so optimistic on the talent and the opportunity that's being created?
I think you're 100% right. I think it will change. The model cannot exist. It is, you know, we have a full management rights with Ginny Weigel, where we have a 360 management deal, where she's involved with us in all parts of her business. So it has to change. You can't just rely on streaming, you know, traditional music revenues. You have to look up, we call it NRI, non-recorded income. And it's quite right that, you know, the biggest stakeholder is the artist, you know, in terms of their talent. But obviously, then you look at balancing up with the investment of the record company and the label and other business partners. So it has to be fair. And I totally think you're 100% right. The model is changing, has changed, is changing, and will evolve. And what you see with BTS, I would not be surprised if that moves into other labels, other artists as a way forward, you know, in terms of how you generate revenues and how you share them equally with your artists.
Manisha's son, one of them is a guitarist, so you know what to do.
There you go. Well, fast track. You know, please send them in. We, you know, www.redrecords.com, send Hassan. In your demos there.
I love your positivity, but I don't think you're ready for it.
Listen, I've got my daughters on TikTok and playing piano. I'm ready for anything. Anything's going to be better than that.
We've been speaking with Hassan Chaudhry, who is the CEO of Red Records. Hassan, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you for the chance. Yeah, good luck and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.